Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not a no. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And on Wednesdays, we do things a little bit differently. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, or whatever you do, just put odds on it. I enjoyed that first hour. It's fun being back.
Good.
I hate missing shows. But
yeah, not always great.
Had to be done, though, because there's nobody else there. The wife's out of town, so I had to be there all day, and it was, you know, it's not like I didn't work. I got a bunch of stuff done on, you know, our new website that we're going to be launching here at Gau Media, but I did not get to do the show, which is still my favorite thing. So, what are the odds? A guy in front of me at the ATM will push more than 100 buttons before he finishes whatever he's doing. I hate that guy. I don't use ATMs a lot. Usually it's if I'm going to go to the track and I want to bet, or if I'm going to or if I have cash and I want to, somebody paid me in cash and I want to put it in there.
Yeah.
But I hate ATM guy who's there pushing every single button for like 10 minutes when there's eight cars behind him. It's just like, have your card out when you get there. Have all your stuff there. Don't be digging through your purse or whatever. I mean, it's just one of those simple common sense things that people don't do anymore.
Well.
Steven tweeted this out. He sent me this story earlier today. And I have to say, not sure how I feel about this. Morgan McInnes hasn't shaved her body in over a year. She's a 20-year-old fitness blogger who wants to end cultural conditioning when it comes to creating ideals of beauty.
How do you spell her name? I got to look at this. Does she have a picture of it?
Look at Twitter. He tweeted it to us.
Okay.
And guess what? You're not changing my culture. You never go full Chewbacca. I'm sorry. And she has a cute little face, but under no circumstances would I.
No, I'm against that. I can't do it.
I can't either.
Her commitment to conform to mainstream beauty and traditional femininity had driven her crazy, and her overplucked body now bore the scars of her chronic insecurity.
Oh, so the way to get past that is to grow and just go gorilla hair, because that's what it looks like.
It was kind of sexy.
No, it's not. Not even close.
She decided to embrace her natural beauty and live life for no one other than herself. Now she wants you to do the same. Basically, what she wants you to do is be lonely.
Exactly. And never, ever have sex again.
Did you see the bottom picture?
Yes, I saw them all.
And she's got a good body. But she has a trail going from her belly button down into her pants.
Yeah, that's not attractive. Sorry.
Can't do it.
Nope.
Can't do it. She doesn't show her pits, though.
Yeah, but I'm sure that they're just as gross.
Yeah, they've got to be.
I'm guessing she's a California chick. That seems like a California.
She's from Indiana.
Oh, really? That's even worse. Of course, I bet she stays warm in the winter.
She says, I've got all sorts of responses from the video I posted, from the most hateful to the most supportive, but honestly, no one's opinion or judgments can bring me down or make me feel bad about myself. I'm only trying to please myself. That last quote, that's going to be really important to you.
Honey, yes, it is.
For a long time.
And as a matter of fact, Beth has a lot of stuff. Maybe you should listen to that segment, because she has plenty of things that you can use to do just that. That's kind of a tease to Beth coming on in the 6 o'clock hour.
There you go.
hey, you know, I'm cool with people being comfortable with whoever they are and whatever they are.
I mean, yeah, if you don't care, that's fine. Go for it.
But it's not what I would have chosen necessarily.
That's not the battle I would fight.
No, but she feels good about herself. That's all that matters. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is one of the things that I had to talk about yesterday, but did you see the story about the guy mowing his lawn with the tornado behind him in Calgary?
No.
It looks fake, but apparently it's real. It is a real story. A man in Alberta was mowing the lawn with a tornado swirling behind him.
Because I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and it really took off on social media. It says, Cecilia Wessel snapped a picture of her husband, Theunis. Okay, a guy named Theunis probably would grow a bunch of hair. And
isn't that the guy on Game of Thrones that got his junk cut off?
No, that's Varys.
No, the one that, like, he was...
Oh, Theon.
Oh, Theon.
Theon. Yeah, this is Theunis. This guy has not had his junk cut off because... this thing's right behind him, basically, and he's just mowing the lawn. Says cutting the grass was on her husband's to-do list, and so she went for a nap, and then she was woken by her daughter, was upset that there was something like a tornado in the sky, but her father wouldn't come inside. So she does say the tornado is actually much further away than it appears in the photo, and it was moving away from them. But, it's just... So I literally took the picture to show my mom and dad in South Africa. Look, there's a tornado. And now everyone's like, why is your husband mowing the lawn? And I said, our whole street, everyone was on their back patios taking pictures. Yeah, you should check it out. It's a really a cool shot. And it's so cool that it looks fake, but apparently it's not. It's an actual shot. I see a tornado. I will not stay outside mowing the lawn, even if it's going the other direction. I'm going to go dive into
I'm against tornadoes.
I'm not a fan.
That's a longstanding policy with me.
Yeah, I have never been a fan. John, what's the name on four? Because, as usual, there's no name on this.
Hold on.
Somebody wants to know what are the odds she ends up as Fred's next ex-wife. Not happening. I will never hook up with a Chewbacca. It's just
Corey.
All right, let's go to Corey. What's up, Corey? Corey, you're on, man.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hey, with Bob Stoops gone and we got a new coach down there in Texas, nice promising QB in Bouchel, and we got Baker Mayfield. So what are the odds you guys think that Oklahoma beats Texas in the yearly showdown and wins the Big 12?
That Oklahoma beats Texas?
Yeah, and wins the Big 12.
Man, I don't know if Oklahoma can win the Big 12.
I don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah. A-2 says, if you're truly doing something for yourself, you just do it without broadcasting it. Just another attention grab from a young lady who's run out of ideas. Well, it got her attention. So everybody wants us to retweet the hairy broad. 409 says, I'm not against it. It would satisfy my Neanderthal woman.
No.
Hey, whatever you're into, I have my weird ones. And some people tend to think that bald alien women fetishes are weird. I don't know why. But, yeah. So I'm not going to fault anybody that's into that. Just not for me. Steven says, possibly his favorite weather photo of the year. There's so many memes possible. World's number four dad, what are the odds that tornado photo is their Christmas card they send to family and friends?
That's what I would do.
Yeah, definitely. I just don't give a bleep. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. This tweet from Nestor, I'm just not familiar enough with that story to... I've seen a bunch of stuff about it today, but I haven't really followed it, so can't really comment. How do you feel about volcanoes? I've never actually been near a volcano.
Yeah, I don't go by volcanoes. Well, that's not true. I go up by volcanoes when I go to my my wife's family's house all the time. Like, there's volcanoes, like Mount St. Helens right outside of Portland.
Okay.
But it's, you know, there's not like, if there was lava bubbling up out of it, I would stay away.
Yeah, if there's a little smoke coming out the top.
Yeah, I would be out of there.
Not interested.
But that's one of those things, like, you know, saying, asking how you feel about volcanoes for the most part, unless you're like one of those dummies who goes and like walks over active volcanoes, that's dumb.
Yeah, yeah, that's I'm out on that.
You know, walking by or driving by an inactive volcano is like,
that's just a mountain.
Yeah, I mean, it could
with
be
a hole in it.
That's like saying, oh, how could you drive through California? What if an earthquake hit you? I mean, yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, I stay away from that. Here's another one. Did you see that a woman found a rattlesnake in her toilet?
No.
I got it. That's probably on your list of things you never want to see happen, too.
Yeah.
I stay away from rattlesnakes.
Yeah, and they're kind enough to let you know, hey, bro, I'm right here.
Yeah, and I'm going to snap you.
And they don't chase after you. Like, they just want you to leave them alone.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So there's no reason to mess with them, right?
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And 409 says, really thinking about getting volcano insurance. Oh, man. Good luck with that. Tell you something you can have good luck with. Great luck, as a matter of fact. Father's Day. And if your dad likes to mow the lawn with a tornado in the backyard, then I'm guessing he loves to grill and probably hates going to the grocery store because it's a pain in the butt. And I'll tell you what, this new package from Omaha Steaks is terrific. And if you haven't had a chance to try it yet, this is a perfect gift for Father's Day. So if you're looking to get something for your father, or you just want to get somebody who you know a gift for Father's Day, this is the best one to get. Omaha Steaks, for only $59.99, you get the limited time Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com, enter code FRED in the search bar to apply the savings. Here you go. This is what you're going to get. Your choice of either a huge 30-ounce T-bone or 4 6-ounce tender filet mignons. So if he likes T-bone, you got him covered. Or if you like filet mignons, covered. 4 all-beef Omaha Steaks ground beef sliders. 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks. 4 potatoes, a gratin, a 2-pound premium New York cheesecake, a jar of signature steak seasoning, plus 4 additional ground beef sliders for free. This is a limited-time offer just for the Blitzers for Father's Day. You get 68% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day packages. This limited-time package, $59.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type FRED in the search bar and add a Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer will end soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type FRED in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 651 says, on my way from New Orleans to San Antonio, what are the odds I make it through this Houston traffic to catch the finals?
To get to San Antonio?
From here.
3 hours from now?
Yeah, I would say you're not going to see the start of the game. You'll get there by halftime. So my radio cut out right when you said the Omaha Steaks promo code.
Omaha!
Fred is the code. Pretty
easy. That's a tricky one.
Yeah, I know. That's F-R-E-D. You should be good. I got all kinds of non-sportsy stuff today. But should we? Okay, well, this is sports, okay? What's the biggest bar tab you've ever run up?
Let's by myself?
Five people.
Five people. Ooh.
And I'm not talking about taking a bunch of people out to dinner. I'm talking about just alcohol. Yeah.
I don't know. Probably a little over a grand.
That's what these guys did. 115 beers between the five of them.
Yeah.
Bar tab, $1,127. This was before they went to game three of the Stanley Cup.
Oh, that's just beer only?
Yeah, they did that at 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Oh, boy.
Didn't have tickets.
Guess what they're drinking, AJ?
What were they drinking?
Coors Light.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of Coors Light.
Yeah, 115.
Is this Granado?
No.
It has to be.
93 Coors Lights, 10 Miller Lights, 10 Bud Lights. Okay, this is misleading because they also bought short sleeve T-shirt, a sampler platter, a cheeseburger. Okay, so they didn't actually spend all of this on alcohol.
Okay.
Oh, 8 Patron silver shots too.
See,
$80.
The reason I can beat that
Vegas
is because,
bombs. Yeah.
Like I do that thing in New Orleans every year where
yeah.
I go to Avenue Pub and drink like high end lambic beer that's, you know, pretty pricey.
Somebody did have one Yazoo Pale Ale.
Okay.
So
they were in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah, they were okay. In Nashville. They were getting ready for the game.
They must have run out of Coors Light.
They must have. I'm guessing. Well, but they still ran up almost $900 because they also had 5 Vegas bombs.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's hard to do without liquor being involved in the equation.
Yeah, and then the 8 Patron Silvers was only $80.
Because if like a beer tab that's over $1,000 on just beer, that's pretty insane.
Yeah, it's not. That's not quite. That's basically $822 worth of alcohol.
Okay.
Not as impressive as they make it look on here. Because that included the tip. That's why it's $1,100.
Oh, those guys ain't hard.
Nah.
Man up.
We could top that. I guarantee we could top that. Let's squeeze in a call. Mark.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
I have two of the odds questions about the Astros. My first one is, what are the odds that the Astros go after 2 starting pitchers this trade season? And my other one is, what are the odds the Astros make it to 50 wins before they make it to 20 losses? Let's hang up.
I didn't even understand half of what he was saying.
Yeah, can you help me out, John?
What are the odds?
He's in the mumble machine or like the like something was garbled with the I don't know.
He said, "What are the first one, two-parter, you know, your favorite, AJ. What are the odds that the Astros trade for 2 starting pitchers? And the second one was, what are the odds that the Astros make it to 50 wins before 20 losses?
That they trade for 2 starters, I'm starting to think is less likely. I'll go 30%. I think it's about 65% they trade for 1. And then I think they're going to add to the bullpen. They're going to get Colin McHugh back. And I know they still like that kid. So I'm going to say that percentage is a little bit lower. And then what was the other question? I hate when people ask us 2 parts.
What are the odds? Excuse me.
What are you eating?
An apple.
Ugh. Come on, John.
All right. What are the odds the Astros make it to 50 wins before they make it to 20 losses?
50 and 20 would be pretty impressive. I'll go 55% that they hit 20 losses before they hit 50 wins. I feel like a slump's got to come at some point.
I think that's a fair number.
All right. Was that guy's phone messed up or is our system messed up?
No, I don't know. Maybe the reception wasn't that great.
Okay.
All right.
You want to talk to Nick?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to arrange a ride on Get Me.
Oh. Not for you?
No, for my daughter. She's coming down here. So.
She doesn't have the app?
No, she doesn't. She needs to get it.
Yeah, get it together.
Yeah, my buddy Michael from Get Me is taking care of her.
Tell Michael to text during the show.
Not
to text during the show,
well,
text
but he
during
just
a break.
He arrived to pick her up.
Oh, okay.
He should know that, though. He's listening.
Yeah,
is he bringing pizza?
No, he's bringing his daughter instead, which is less enjoyable for me. An underage female versus pizza. I'll take pizza.
What are the odds Fred and AJ are breaking up like Mike and Mike, and that's why they keep having guest hosts? No.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
It's vacation time. I was off for a few days last week. I'll be off for a week next month. It's just this is the time of year where everybody in our business takes vacation.
Yeah, I'll be taking some time right before 4th of July. So.
Where are you going?
Teresa's birthday is at the end of the month, so I think we're going to try to hit up Lake Charles, and then maybe do New Orleans and come back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
She's never been to New Orleans, so should be fun.
Okay. You guys got any more, anything on the wedding date?
No.
Okay. No news, huh?
No.
So you still don't have a date pick?
Oh, no, we do. May 26th of 2018.
2018? Is it 2017 now?
Yeah. So
a little under a year?
A little under a year.
So we got the venue. We got the church. We're getting married at U of H. She got her dress. We got most everything done.
Okay.
We just need to do seating. And I think we need to pick a florist. What else? I think we are narrowing down DJs.
DJs, huh?
Yeah. You a DJ?
No. No, I don't know how to do that.
We have plenty of DJs who listen to the
show. Like the Chainsmokers? Are they on your list?
Yeah. We're going to see what they're up to.
Okay.
May 26th.
Interesting.
All right. Well, Fred and I are going to Vegas next week. And by the way, we're staying at the Luxor. Did you get that email?
No, I didn't get
that
email.
It's kind of far.
No, it's actually not. It's just Caddy Corner. It's Caddy Corner. It's between Excalibur and Mandalay.
It's just the worst hotel on the street.
I don't know if it's the worst, because remember when we stayed there last time, there's the pyramid, and then there's two towers off to the side of it.
Yeah.
And we were in those towers, and those are newer rooms.
Yeah, those were better.
I would say Excalibur, at this point, worse than Luxor.
The only thing about Excalibur, the rooms are worse, but I really like their racing sports book in the poker room, and I can spend a lot of time over there.
See, but it's so close. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I hate the Luxor poker room.
I care about the accommodations in my room more than anything.
Yeah, it's just
because I can walk to wherever I want to play.
True, but I never spend much time in a room. I mean, I'm just there to sleep.
Yeah. Well, that's an important amount of time, Fred.
Not really. Not when we're
shower.
I mean, yeah. Well, but no, it's more like at the Luxor, though, it's just. Plus, you got kids walking around in freaking bathing suits and stuff.
Well, the reason we're not in the MGM is because there's a massive EDM festival going on that weekend. So there's a ton of people coming into Vegas for it. So maybe we can help you out and find a DJ there who's willing to come and do the wedding.
I wouldn't be against having the Chainsmokers out there.
They can drop the beat. By the way,
I didn't realize the Chainsmokers was an EDM band.
I mean, they kind of are. They're just DJs.
Yeah, and their pop stuff is all just pop stuff, but then they have a lot more other stuff that they play at their concerts.
Basically, they make these songs, these beats, and then they just go find someone who knows how to sing and put them on their songs.
Yeah.
You guys are like speaking a language I don't
it's a pretty good plan.
Know anything about EDM. Yeah. I thought that was some kind of sex act.
No.
It could be.
Well, I mean, maybe
there's a lot of drugs that go on.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
there's going to be a lot of chicks taking Molly out in Vegas, Fred. Yeah.
You should
a lot
pop
of chicks
a Molly.
On that X.
What are the
let's
odds?
What if Fred does ecstasy in Vegas?
Put it on Facebook Live.
That'll never happen.
Why?
Because I my limits. I will smoke weed every chance I get, but
you
I
only
don't
get one life, Fred.
I know, and I have no interest in doing anything else.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll miss out.
You're missing out on the beats getting dropped.
No.
Have you done Molly before?
I've not done Molly. No. I've done ecstasy. Like now, like Molly is like a different, like a more powerful, more concentrated thing. But I tried ecstasy when I was in high school. Like I've tried almost every drug, except for drugs that have come out since like 2004, and meth. No crystal meth for me.
Did we go to Nick and never talk to him?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Nick.
Hey, have you been hanging on this whole time, Nick?
Yeah.
Oh. You ever tried crystal meth?
Nope.
Oh, good for you.
I am in the 409, but I have not tried crystal meth.
I don't believe you now. That's a lie. All right, what do you got going, bud?
Just want to know what the odds were that you, AJ, and three random 409 blitzers could double that bar tab on a random Tuesday and then just walk out of the bar.
Yeah, that's to double that is tough. And this is the other thing about, like I said, those 409 guys, they're probably trying to drink Coors Light too.
Right.
I'd have a way easier time running up that bar tab with my craft beer buddies, because those dudes, I mean,
are my friends who drink alcohol, because we'll.
Or high-end whiskeys. I mean, that whiskey bar that we go to sometimes, Fred.
We run up big tabs there.
You can get a big tab there, and that's, I mean, you've ordered maybe three or four drinks a piece.
Yeah. We've run up easily $400 tabs in that place.
Easy. And we're not picking the best stuff on the menu either. I mean, it's a.
And you could do that pretty easily in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You start getting some shots of Pappy in you, it adds up quickly.
See, a couple of years ago, when I started drinking like whiskey, I went to a bar and I didn't realize that Blue Label was per pour was so expensive. I didn't ask the bartender how much it was. I ordered one and my tab, I ordered about four drinks. My tab came out to be like $150. What the hell costs so much? And I look at the, and he said, that Blue Label is about $90. Like, oh my God.
Damn. Getting after it, John. You're a baller.
No, no, no.
You're a baller. Good for you.
I should have just ordered a Carbach.
That's what you should have done. Thank you for that. That perfect segue. You know what Carbach never does? They never charge you $990 for a beer. I've never seen it happen. What Carbach does do is make a ton of great summer beers. This summer, you don't have to leave the great state of Texas to have a good time. Check out all the fun attractions around Texas. Be sure to bring plenty of staycation for the journey and make the most of your staycation with this fantastic Texas session beer, brewed with bright, citrusy, aromatic hops and a touch of wheat for a smooth finish. You crack it open, you'll swear there's sunshine in the can. It's a great summer beer. So is Weekend Warrior. So is Love Street. I drank probably two cases of Big and Bright IPA on the river over 4 days. So I can vouch for that being very good as well. Ton of great beers for the summer. And you can get all different types at Carbach. And join them for the Love Street Blues every Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, isn't it? Today's the day. Get out there today. There's no cover for listening to the tunes. They've got normal beer garden pricing for the beers, and it's in partnership with the Houston Blues Society. So get out there this evening and check out some music, drink some good beer, take a tour of the brewery while you're there. More info, CarbachBrewing.com. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender, please make it a Carbach.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
I like that sometimes we play Limp Bizkit to come back with.
Every now and then, right? Just want to do a quick shout out to Get Me. Michael from Get Me is the one who went to pick up my daughter. So if you're not on them, you should be. He was telling me, I guess Pence was in town today. They had the whole Galleria area shut down.
Oh.
You couldn't get anywhere. JOff 288 says he's playing Cavs first half very large. He didn't get to write another article for the smart-ass people who were asking. Welcome to our world, man. That's anytime you could throw somebody the best trend in the world, and if it doesn't work, you're a complete idiot. But he said there's like an 18-1 or 19-1 trend out there for the answer returning home for game three after being down 2-0 first half. Jay's a sharp dude. I may just blindly follow on that. 713-780-ESPN. Query Princess said, got comp ticks for the fight next week and a room. Taking my hubby along. I'm clueless about boxing. What are the odds I ruin it? You won't. No. Boxing is a pretty...
I mean, you're taking your husband. That's kind of ruining it.
Yeah. Well, for her, probably. Yeah. You could be having a much better time.
Go out and have some fun.
Yeah. But, no, you won't ruin it. Good for you, though. That's a hell of a fight to get tickets to. Talk about Mont mentioned that the Trump Hotel in Vegas is boring. Well, because it doesn't have a casino.
Doesn't have a casino, yeah.
But I love that they have the TV in the mirror and the hot tub. I spent a lot of time in that hot tub.
It's a really, really nice room. But I don't like staying in a hotel that has no casino.
And then the mod says circus and Sahara, but on the strip, I think Luxor is the worst, like down on that end of the strip, because the rest of those hotels, although I guess Monte Carlo now that they're redoing it is kind of bad.
Yeah. But Monte Carlo is getting better.
Yeah. Cause most of the stuff down there is pretty good.
Yeah.
We never stayed in Mandalay. I'd love to stay there. I think one time we did. That's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to complain about the hotel because we're getting sent out for the fight.
Yeah, that's true.
life could be a hell of a lot worse. Rico says, PSA, Fred and AJ do not sound alike. Stop getting that bleep confused. I guess the other guy, I guess the last caller confused us. I didn't really notice. All right, let's.
Sometimes people say that. Didn't Lamont used to say that?
Yeah, a lot of people have said that.
I get that.
I don't either, but I think by now they know the difference. Let's blast through some calls. Will, what's up, man?
Hey, I was listening to John talk about his wedding. What I think would be a great idea would be if John and you guys hold a contest and the winner gets a VIP invite to his wedding. What you guys think?
I think that's a great idea. In fact, whoever wins can get my invitation. They can go in place of me and sit right next to Fred.
Yeah, well, maybe we give away two. That way they can have my spot, too.
You're not going?
I'm going. I told John he's the last person I'd actually go to his wedding until my kids get married.
Yeah, I feel like I'll probably have to go for John if I'm invited.
Yeah, that's the thing. There is, at least since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, an 80% chance we're not invited because we're not Asian enough.
That's true. Is this an Asian-only wedding?
No, not necessarily.
How many non-Asians off the top of your head can you name that will be invited?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Everyone at this office.
Okay.
There's a few.
I gotta
go through my we haven't even sat down and made a list of people that we wanted to invite anyway.
Oh,
so okay. We need to do that.
So we don't know if we're getting
like anyone. What's the guest list going to be at? What's the number?
So it's an Asian wedding.
Does that mean it's big?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the minimum is 350.
350.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Ugh. That's a lot. How long do Asian weddings last?
It's a Catholic Asian wedding.
Oh,
can we skip?
No.
Can we?
You don't have to come to mass.
Okay. Can we just come to the
reception
party?
Yeah, the reception.
Perfect. Okay. I'm in.
Man,
if invited, let's try.
My sister had a Catholic wedding.
I grew up Catholic, so I had to go to a bunch of them. Almost everybody in my family. My first wedding was not a Catholic wedding. That didn't go over well with the family. Second wedding was a Jewish wedding. And yeah, I pretty much have been through every religion.
The third one was a Hindu wedding.
No, the third one was just a nice thing on. We just did it with just us and two witnesses and a judge, and we did it on a bridge at Darien Lake State Park, and it was pretty cool. That was fun, and then we went and partied like fiends that night.
That's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, well, it's a third marriage, and it was her second. It's like. Yeah.
If you throw a big party for your third marriage, it just means you're trying to get gifts.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't want any gifts. I mean, I just kind of felt like, at that point, really the second one I didn't want to do up big, but it was her first marriage.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to. But that one was interesting to say the least.
Well, this wife, it's her first marriage, right? Val's?
No, it's her second.
So her second,
okay. She got married right out of college.
Okay.
So let's try Joey.
Hey guys, what's up?
Sports is up.
Hey, what did you ask John going old school with that intro on the song? And my girl's 14th anniversary is tomorrow. Any ideas? I'll hang up and listen.
Your girl's 14th anniversary? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And well, I mean, isn't it his too, or is it like
I'm guessing her and it's her his husband? Too. Well, I don't know.
That's a big difference maker. If it's her and her husband's anniversary, you should let them spend it together, and you can get back in that next week. If it's yours, I don't know. 14 doesn't seem like it would be like some sort of big number where you have to make some grand gesture, right?
No.
Like once you hit 10, and then which I just hit 10,
right? So you do something nice.
I got her a new wedding ring.
That's cool.
And I feel like that exempts me from doing anything major until 15.
I think you're right.
So at 14 it's a throwaway year, bro. You don't have to do anything. Order pizza.
Yeah.
Although that may be a better question for Beth. Who knows? Let's talk to Taylor. Sports, Taylor.
Hey, guys, sports.
What's up?
Hey, man, I want to see what are the odds that the Penguins get the win tomorrow against the Predators. I have another question before that, though. AJ, what is up with all the music that they play in Nashville at those Predators games?
I mean, they play a bunch of country music because it's that's the gimmick there. I don't know. I mean, it seems stupid to me, but they do play a bunch of bad music at the Predators. Well, it's always been that way.
That's the center of the universe for country music. It only makes sense. And, of course, all the country fans like to be seen. I think the Pens bounce back in Game 5, but, boy, they need Malkin to quit playing like a total turd. He has been almost useless in this series.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping that they continue to suck.
Squeeze in one more crawl before
their goalie's been pretty crappy the last couple games.
Yeah, but that's the thing. And Rene has been terrific. And if he can keep that up, you know, I still like Nashville to win the series, but I think it goes the distance. Or, you know, if they win tomorrow night, they'll win it in six, though. Is that Mr. Irrigation? I can't tell what that is. It's Mr. Something.
Thank you for taking my call, Sports.
Sports to you.
Fred, I was hoping you might could tell me if there's a post yet for the Belmont and who got in, number of horses.
They had the draw today, and I will...
I find it weird that anybody cares about the Belmont now.
Yeah, because...
Normally when there's two different winners, no one cares.
Hang on a second.
Pulling it up?
Paying my Get Me tab here. My daughter. I'll have a full podcast with RJ that I'll be doing tomorrow night after the show that'll have
a breakdown of all the horses.
And a breakdown of all the horses, and I'll do my thing for the website as I always do, which, you know, horse-by-horse analysis. But it's pretty big field. The fact that Classic Empire scratched today because of an injury is a little disappointing because I was going to bet against him pretty heavily, and he was going to be the favorite. But...
You don't get that opportunity.
No, but the horse they made the favorite, I don't like either.
No, that's always good.
In Irish War Cry. So there's 12 horse field, and like I said, there'll be lots of stuff on that coming soon.
All right. You know what? There's not a lot of time for you to stick around at a crappy job if that's where you're at now. If you've ever thought, if I could do it all over again, I'd work with computers. Those IT guys have it made. You're right. They do. It's good life. What if I told you it's not too late? You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career, guys. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get the skills you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember serving.
The 149th running of the Belmont Stakes, 5 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. July 5th, FX is premiering a new original series, Snowfall. To get you ready for the new series, executive producer John Singleton wants to send you and a guest on a 4-day, 3-night trip to L.A. You'll attend the world premiere screening and see how crack began when Snowfall premieres. Listen each day for your chance to qualify to be in the grand prize drawing. You could be on your way to L.A. All right. I've got a lot of choices for Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day today to choose from.
But it has to be age appropriate because your daughter is in the studio. She's way less weird looking than I thought she was going to be.
Well, why did you think she'd be weird looking?
I mean, she's a pretty girl. I mean... No offense, Fred. I wouldn't expect you to produce great seed as far as like physical appearance. Her mom must be super hot.
No, it comes from me.
I don't know.
There was a time many years ago, before I got old and fat and disgusting, I was an attractive man.
And like, no offense, but I've seen your son too, and he takes after you. Like when that guy's 50, he's gonna be in the same position you're in. It's gonna be a rough life. She looks like she could blossom and you know, she could be some hot chick when she's 18, of course. Well, right. 17. We live in Texas.
17, yeah, which is still more than a year away.
It's a little over, it's a year and a half away, and your daughter can be legally made love to. Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
Can't wait. Can't wait for that.
She'll be a full consent, 100% consenting adult as she lays down by Bangy the Sex Bear.
Oh, boy. I figured this was a bad idea. But
of course it was a horrible idea.
But you know what? That's like we're gonna go and get some China Garden after this, have some dinner there.
Nice.
Which is always good.
Are you going to try something new, or are you going lemon chicken?
You know what Carol suggested? Which I've been trying something new the last few times there.
Mm-hmm.
She actually suggested order the lemon chicken with the spicy chicken sauce on it. Says that's really good.
The spicy chicken sauce, is it like General Tso's sauce?
It's I haven't had the spicy chicken, so I'm not sure. So I'm going to just trust her on it because she knows her Chinese food, clearly.
I love General Tso's chicken. I know that's like white people Chinese food. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Actually, is it?
And it makes me sad that guy died. We lost a great hero on that day, unfortunately.
He's been dead over 100 years, hasn't he?
No, the guy who invented General Tso's chicken. Mm. Remember that guy died like, when did he die, Jong? You're our Asian guy. He died last year, right?
I don't know.
It was farther back. He was part of deaths, but he'd been dead since the 20s or something.
That's not true.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when General Tso's chicken was founded.
General Tso's creator dies in Taiwan at age 98. He died on December 4th, 2016.
Oh, okay.
He was 98 years old.
I sit corrected then.
Thank you.
All right, let's do these.
I should learn his name. Mr.
Well, it's So, right? It's Bob So.
No, his name's Ping Cheng Kuei. Kuei, Jong. How would you say that?
I have no idea. That's Chinese.
Jong, you speak fluent Chinese. I'm going to go with Ping Cheng Kuei. That sounds right to me.
Okay.
And he died.
You know who we need to be reading that is Granado.
He died the same year as
he'd be Ping Cheng Kuei.
That would be racist.
I know.
But he died the same week as Jim Delegati, who was the creator of the Big Mac, also 98 years old. So those two guys were born the same year. Big Mac's gross. General Tso's chicken, delicious.
Both have contributed to people being fat.
Once again, the Chinese education system greater than the American. This is why things have got to change around here. They're better at math and cooking now.
Mm. And they have, well, I have no comment.
I know what you're going to say. You don't have to say it because your daughter's here. I knew exactly what you were going to say, though.
No, I knew. No, I was going to.
Even though you usually like Japanese, I knew you were going to say
that. I was going to make a yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. This happening. Zadok Jeweler coming of the Day.
I think somebody just messed with our Gym of the Day
Who
song.
Did that?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's Raheel or Dell or somebody.
Are you kidding me? Did they ruin our song?
I think so.
I feel like they don't know what they're getting into here. If they want a war, we can have a war. You want to call in? You want to be goofy and prank call the show and woo on our show, Raheel? That's fine. You start messing with the fabric of our show, it's about to get ugly around here. It's about to get ugly. The Blitzers, they are a hellacious group of people with nothing to lose, and they will come at you.
And they're fierce. They'll come at you like a spider monkey
With great rage.
With great vengeance and furious anger. Those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you will know my name is the Lord. All right.
That's two Pulp Fiction references today.
Raheel has started it. It's begun.
You know what? We're going to just fix the song and it's going to be fine.
Is it fixable, Jong, or is it ruined forever?
I have to go find it.
Okay. So basically...
Who takes the time to do that?
I don't know.
Raheel works here full time. He's got nothing to do but that. He's got a desk, like where he's presumably doing work all day.
Yeah, he's a troll.
Are you kidding me? Who has time for that? I feel like I'm way too busy in my life because I don't have time for nonsense like that. I don't have time to do silly things. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know.
Well, we're not going to play the song again.
No.
But okay.
Sorry, Zadok Jewelers, our fine sponsor.
Yeah, whom
I wrote a fantastic song that's now been ruined.
Let me just kind of point out, I know you're having fun, but when you start screwing with a sponsor that may affect our money, that is a fireable offense.
Yeah.
So.
You want him fired?
No, but I do think whoever did it needs to be warned not to screw with anything that's sponsored.
I agree.
And it's one thing to call in with your prank callers and your woos, but you know, this is how we make our living, guys. And you don't mess with the Zadok Jewelers song.
Exactly. Now we know.
Hector said it's a really bad idea having your daughter there with Beth coming in.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, she's going to hear about things that she probably hasn't heard about before. What if she would have been here last week on this day?
She makes me uncomfortable enough as it is, so I'm sure this will just be epic.
Last week, I had a vibrating dong ring on during the segment.
Yeah, that I might have made her wait outside for.
Yeah, she couldn't have been in here. That could have put me in jail.
Exactly. It would have been illegal, frankly.
It's a crime. Be careful, Beth.
Yeah.
Be careful.
You keep it under.
There's a child in the room.
Actually, I'm pretty sure anything we talk about, she's heard already.
Probably so.
Yeah.
She looks pretty experienced.
Careful. Careful. I do know she has a lot of boyfriends, so.
A lot of boyfriends? Is that true? No? Not a lot currently, or like?
Oh, we're just going to make the one that she likes best jealous by saying that, so.
Yeah. Oh, no. You've outed her? Apparently. As a chick who dates around?
She just has a lot of guy friends. How's that? Is that better?
Do you make out with them all? Sometimes? it sounds like a yes to me.
Oh, boy. All right, well.
I remember what being 15 was like.
Yeah, but it's a little different. You and I were pigs when we were 15.
Yeah, but guys now are probably worse than we are.
I don't know, man. I'll be honest, I don't know, considering some of the things that I know I did, and I'm pretty sure you did at that age.
Okay, so he didn't override it. He just made a new one, so we do have the original. I found it.
Good. Okay, well.
What? How did he have time to make that woo?
Does it have a record of who did it?
No.
No, you know who did it. No one else would do it.
And no one would take the. No one's here long enough to do it.
No one else has the time on their hands to do that but Raheel. Yeah. He's literally the only person who has nothing better to do.
It's pretty much useless around here other than the show. So that's what it. Yeah, this. Yeah, okay. Fine.
He's got time to. Like, the only thing he does that it's a bigger waste of time than that is his podcast. It's the only bigger waste of time.
He's up to 8 listeners on that. Don't be mean. Come on. All right, guys, I got to tell you about one of my favorite breweries in all the Houston area, Saloon Door. And if you have not been down to Webster to check them out, this place is fantastic. You want to go to a place where you can watch your Astros game on their projector screen and have some really good beer? Or maybe tonight you want to go play trivia? This is your place. And we've been down there a lot. They have so many great beer flavors to choose from. And they have been releasing a lot of new stuff. And the Tasty AF won the Houston Beer Guide's March Beer Bracket for Best Beer in Houston. That's pretty darn good. And I'll tell you what, man, great people down there. The food's fantastic. It's just a terrific atmosphere. And they're always bringing out new flavors for you to check out. Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh and the gang down there are fantastic. They're at 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. That's less than a half mile behind the Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. Very easy to get to and to find. And check them out at saloondoorbrewing.com. Enjoy their beer. Enjoy the atmosphere. Enjoy the people. That's saloondoorbrewing.com.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.